Good morning, Scott. Everything's going great here, I think. We're going to have a long day.
Well, first of all, before we start, happy birthday, I understand.
Oh, thank you.
So you're having to work on your birthday.
Well, that's part of the job.
Yeah, I guess
I've done it for all my life, work on my birthday.
Yeah,
unless it happened on Sunday.
Yeah, it does. It wasn't the first time. All right, so here we go. You're off and running with the budget, $93.5 billion from fees and taxes. Tell me, obviously, this is, since you've been on the Appropriations Committee, this thing has been in your front porch every day, hasn't it?
Nearly every day. I guess the last week or so we've been kind of waiting, but we'd finished it up pretty much a week and a half ago, I'm guessing. We're still talking about some things, but for the most part, it's over with as far as the committee is concerned. We go to the floor today with our committee substitute for SB1, and we move forward.
Now, there's 267 amendments. It's going to be a long day, huh?
I hope some of those are withdrawn. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, yeah. But now tell me, first of all, obviously what people want to know is what does this do first for public school aid? What have you done there as far as replenishing that fund?
Well, we have increased public education funding through GR by $2.7 billion. And also we have funded the growth of enrollment. So it's a pretty good increase. I know it's not what everybody wants, but you have to remember that we still are recovering from what we have been through. And we went back and we had $5 billion that we had to come up with for Medicaid to cover the current biennium. And we had nearly $2 billion in public education funding that we had to come up with for the current biennium. So that kind of limited the amount of money we have. And we're also have a budget cap that we have to keep from going over.
All right, higher education. Obviously, everybody around here wants to know. It's $12.5 billion, basically. And what does that do as far as Texas A&M and Blinn?
Well, I think that from talking with the folks at AM, the good thing is that it's basically a 3% formula increase. And that bodes well for Texas A&M, and the folks at A&M seem to be happy with that.
All right, and how about as far as state employees? What have we got going there?
Well, I think that we're going to have a little increase in pay. I don't see that. Maybe it's a 2%, something like that, increase for state employees. There's not a big increase.
So anything else that we need to know about this that's new or different other than the fact that you're getting it out pretty early?
Well, I don't know of anything. There's a big increase in funding for Parks and Wildlife, a $29 million increase that when you look at the total budget, that's not a big increase, but it's a nice increase for Parks and Wildlife, and we hope that we can take care of those parks the best we can.
Well, and actually, they took a pretty severe hit in the past, so it's good to get that replenished. All right. Well, all right, then, good luck with that. It'll be a long day, and so go out there and earn that, what is it, $6 a day or whatever you make?
Well, that's, yeah.
Isn't that about right?
It's $600 a month.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew there was a six in there somewhere. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Appreciate the time.
Good talk to you, Scott.
All right, thank you.